Big news. New York Post and a lot of media outlets, both sides of the Atlantic. The filmmaker in possession of U.S. Navy footage showing pyramid-shaped UFOs flying off the coast of California believes the footage is potentially the best the world has ever seen. The Pentagon has confirmed that the 18-second video of three UFOs hovering over the USS Russell in July of 2019 is authentic. The Pentagon confirmed the video is authentic. It's the first footage the public has seen of the unmanned aerial vehicles that reportedly harassed at least three warships during military drills over multiple days 2 years ago. Well, Jeremy Corbell is that person. He was talking a little earlier this week with Tucker Carlson. He's talking to us tonight. Jeremy, nice to have you back on. How are you doing?
Great to hear your voice, Howard. I'm doing really well.
Big week for you, Jeremy. You know, this is pretty seismic stuff, isn't it?
This is a big week for the UFO topic and for UFO transparency. And just to be really clear, Howard, because sometimes other media, they get things twisted. Let me be really clear what happened. The U.S. Navy, they photographed and filmed pyramid-shaped UFOs and advanced transmedium vehicles that were swarming our Navy warships. So I obtained and released that footage, as well as with my mentor in journalism, George Knapp. He released three images the day prior to me, Navy images of an F/A-18 fighter pilot taking actual cell phone images with an iPhone out the window, an iPhone 8, of three different types of vehicles. These are unknowns, true UFOs, unidentified. So all of this, we're talking nine images. I released two briefing slides that were contained within a classified briefing. However, they were unclassified, as well as the video. So I obtained and released everything that's unclassified with George Knapp. So everybody's clear what we did. Now, yes, these were directly confirmed by the Pentagon to be actually filmed by Navy people. I mean, it's obvious, but it's great they confirmed that. You know, but they also confirmed that these materials, that they are part of the investigations of the UAPTF, which is the UAP, which stands for basically UFO, but Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, task force. So huge implications for world governments now. This is huge, Howard. This is a tipping point, and this information is so important. I cannot express that enough.
Do you believe that they are tacitly, Jeremy, admitting that we are aware of something over which we appear to have no control?
I do not believe they are tacitly admitting this. I believe that they are being forced to reconcile with the demands of the public for UFO transparency. No one just gave me all of this data. And by the way, Howard, I'm not done. I'm going to be releasing more soon.
How did you get it?
Well, you know, that's sources and methods, Howard. I can't say exactly how I got it, but I'm glad the Pentagon confirmed that what I received are actual video and photos, as with what George Knapp released just the day prior to me, that are used as educational training tools for our intelligence communities within the United States, as well as our active military, to educate them on the UFO presence on planet Earth. That's what I obtained, were these educational materials. I was exposed to the contents of some of these classified briefings, but, you know, the unclassified stuff. And that's what's so fascinating. So, look, man, this is astonishing. The new candor that's coming forward with people like John Ratcliffe, who is the head of our National Intelligence Agency, he came out and said astonishing statements, as well as two heads of the CIA over the last, two directors of the CIA over the last, you know, 2 weeks. This is an astonishing moment, Howard, of UFO transparency. And I want to push hard. I want to push hard because we have an opportunity. You might have heard that Congress has demanded that we get a report from our intelligence communities and our geospatial communities, which are also intelligence communities, that they give us the information they have about UFOs. The American people, as well as the global public, we have a right to know, a need to know, and it is our duty to demand answers. And we have a chance this summer with the report that has been mandated by the Senate Intelligence Committee, if you've been following that story.
I have, actively, since the beginning of this year, with Stephen Bassett and Nick Pope and many other people who you will know well, Jeremy. Where do you think all of this is going?
All I know is that UFOs are real, the UFO phenomenon requires close inspection, and it certainly represents a technology that's far beyond what the US or any other technologically developed nation that we know of currently has within their military arsenal. You know, I hope these materials that I've released with George Knapp, I hope that, you know, I've created some sort of momentum, that there's going to be a turning point here, that we can investigate the UFO topic with transparency, free of stigma and ridicule. I mean, this is the biggest story of all time, and it's not localized. It happens where you live, it happens where I live, in every nation around the world. So this is a global phenomenon, as you know, Howard. And, you know, look, encounters and sightings, they are increasing in frequency. UFOs are clearly the presence of them, it is increasing in frequency, both from a civilian standpoint as well as military. This is admitted to. So at this point, I think our intelligence communities here in the United States, our president of the United States, our Congress, our Senate, they particularly have a duty to inform the American public and global public about what they know about the UFO presence on planet Earth. And these are facts. Everything I just said is a fact when it comes to UFOs. And, you know, look, the truth will only, you know, be gleaned once we really face this problem head on and get to understand who is operating these craft. Why are they capabilities technologically more advanced than anything that we can produce? And what is their intent?
Well, indeed. I mean, that is the $64,000 question, isn't it?
Why? It is.
Do they want to demonstrate their capabilities in this way? Why is it naval ships? We know that there have been encounters at missile sites in the past, in the 60s even. There have been encounters at nuclear power stations over the years, you know, disabled missiles, all that sort of stuff.
It happens to this day, Howard. I get reports to this day. To this day.
It's an ongoing thing, but it seems to be reaching a crescendo at the moment. Which poses the question that if this particular ball continues to roll in the direction it appears to be, and governments have to acknowledge this stuff, how are they going to do that?
Okay, well, that's the thing. George Knapp and I are trying to force acknowledgement. And, you know, I think we're all on the same team here. Everybody wants to know the truth about UFOs. Look, you can't say what you don't know, but you can say the basics. The basics is there are craft flying with impunity in our restricted airspaces and manipulating our nuclear weapons both in the US and other countries, and that this has been going on for a long time, and the technology represents something that is so far beyond the material science and the propulsion systems that we know of in any modernized technological nation, that it demands that we investigate from a physics and science perspective, as well as national security perspective for every nation, but just scientifically. This technology could transform the world. Whoever gets this technology first and can glean how it operates, they win. And if
as long as the people who possess that technology will allow us to have it, and they are benign in their intentions.
What I mean by they win is like, yeah, that's a military standpoint. I would love if this technology benefited humanity, Howard.
Well, I'm with you on that. I think we're at an exciting tipping point. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't represent a couple of the emails that I've had today, and I'm sure you've had more than I've had, from people who don't buy the footage, who say in particular the night vision footage could be an artifact of the aperture of the lens being used, or it could be a Boeing 737. I've had various emails. You must have had a lot more than I've had. What do you say to people who say these images, these videos are not what they appear to be?
Yeah, well, they're just not educated yet. And part of that is, you know, on my shoulders to make sure that they have all the information I have. But look, one piece of UFO evidence is not what I'm going to hang my hat on. That's the job of the U.S. military and the Department of Defense to classify things, right? To say these are unknowns, they're knowns, they're Chinese drones, or they're not. It is patently false that what you're seeing in the videos that I released or anything other than craft of unknown origin that were able to get 700 feet above one of our warships. That is true. That is factual. And anybody that says otherwise, they just don't have the information. But that's okay. The information will come out and more information will come. But yeah, these are true UFOs in the sense of UFOs. This is not something that just some guy filmed in his backyard. This was on the USS Russell. this information is used to educate our intelligence communities across the board about the UFO, UAP topic and presence on Earth.
They don't do that stuff for nothing.
There you go.
Yep. I listen, these are exciting times. Can you give me a flavor of what you think is coming next?
I know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be releasing it.
When?
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. What's really important right now is the concept of a transmedium aerospace vehicle, an advanced transmedium aerospace vehicle.
And when you the say, just for those who don't know, transmedium, you mean something that can perform can shapeshift and perform in different
what
ways.
What I'm talking about is something that can penetrate the barrier between space, air, and sea with absolute zero destruction. So it can go between these three mediums without having any slowdown, impact, splash of water, anything. That's going to be a topic that is really important in relating to what I am going to release to the public in the weeks to months to come.
Jeremy Corbell, always good to speak with you. And I wish you fresh momentum, even more momentum in your work. Jeremy, thanks for making time to me. Take care.
I'm a big fan of your show, Howard. Thank you.